Rick, how are you?
Very well, Adrian. Good to hear from you after a long time. How you doing?
Oh, well, better than I deserve, but this issue just won't go away, Rick.
Nah, man. That's exactly what I'm calling for. I want to make sure, we can get this done with. So what is Chase saying right now? Did you talk to your bank?
So Chase is basically saying that what they're saying is that I've turned in the statement, and it was challenged, and that's what they're saying. So they're basically saying, hey, work it out with the merchant, and that's where I am. So I mean, it really this is entirely in your hands, Rick. I'm working on the AI project we talked about. We have our 2 million in funding. It's here. It's earmarked. We're ready to move forward. I've got an $80,000 budget set up to study this AI data, and then after that, probably a $250,000 project to actually do the AI. But I cannot, in good faith, move forward if every time that I issue a request for a claim that it gets clawed back. And it's not Hoff and Mazur, apparently, that's doing it. It's somebody called MK Affiliates, who I guess is your go-between. That's who you use to actually process the payments. But that's where we are.
Affiliates is just a doing business as name, right? A DBA that belongs to us, and it's not just you and us, right? So there's even with the simplest payment processing, like you would understand, there are at least I think six parties involved, with a simple payment that goes through from one end to the other, right? So you are one of them, and then you have your bank, right? Now, even behind your bank is a gateway, a processor that actually processes the payments for them, right? Likewise, it's us, and then behind us is a merchant, and then behind the merchant is a gateway processor that connects with your gateway, right? So the situation here, I wish I could, resolve this in a flip of a finger, but what I'm looking at with my billing team is that the payment is, or the monies are out of our bank account, right? Now, are they sitting with the merchant? The merchant is telling us they don't have the funds, and we control the funds in
Who is
control.
the merchant? Yes, who is the merchant here?
Stripe is the merchant.
Okay, so Rick, this is in my world, this is fairly straightforward. I waited the 60 business days until January the 4th. That's the last com we had a conversation on October the 5th, where I agreed to reverse the fraud claim. Okay,
That's
and the agreement was that I was going to get paid the $2,000, and I have not. And I waited and waited and waited for the 60-day hold, business day hold, and so that expired around January the 4th. Okay, I waited an additional couple of weeks to make sure that everything worked. Every time that I call Hoff and Mazur, the phone goes, there's nobody here to help you, and it hangs up. And so I'm not getting the processing there. I think my daughter the so I'm not getting the payment processed there. And when I put in the claim, based on what we agreed, it also it was processed, and then it was clawed back, right? So somebody somewhere at MK Affiliates is withdrawing or challenging the validity of this refund. And
Adrian,
so if yeah. Like
most
I
of
can
what
get to the,
you're
let's get to
referring
the
to the last
let's
part.
yeah.
Sorry.
No, I think what I'm looking for is something very, very simple. Is, we paid $2,000. We've all agreed that that would be refundable and be refunded. What I would like to do is let's sidestep that. Whoever it is that actually keeps clawing that money back isn't me, right? I put in a claim. You you clearly would agree that it's a valid claim, that we should be getting paid $2,000. You're not disputing that at all. But somebody else is. Right?
Well,
so somebody else is saying.
What I'm trying to add here is that we never processed the refund of our sales, if you recall, you know, what happened in October, right? So you file a dispute with your bank, and what happens there is that we don't have to process the refund when a dispute has been filed. In fact, we don't even have the option on our portal or our dashboard or whatever that is with the merchant whereby we can actually process a refund from our end. So what happened is you called your bank. The bank disputed the payment with our payment merchant, which is all fine, right? And then the payment merchant is supposed to send the money back to the bank, which the payment merchant says is already done. And I even shared the screenshot with you, you know, the last time you were speaking about it. I did say share this, right? Now, if we,
yeah,
find,
like,
we could
yeah.
we could look it up.
So, I understand you've got screenshots and all of that kind of stuff. I don't know what exactly is going on in the background. All I know is that we are moving forward. We have been told that we're going to get a refund, and that hasn't happened. And if you want to set up a conversation with whoever the merchant is, whoever that is, and get that done, that's fine. From my end, I'm escalating this. I have turned in a ticket to the FBI for fraud. This is not, this is really beyond, because it's clear that MK Affiliates, whoever that is aware of how to pull the right triggers and get their bosses to slot back.
MK Affiliates is just a DBA. It's a DBA, right? It's not even...
Fair enough, but that's...
Yeah.
Okay. Right, Rick, but I understand. So, but the point is, when I turn in a claim that says, hey, guys, I never got my refund, they know, MK Affiliates, whether it's a DBA or whether it's somebody within the organization that understands how to pull the right strings, somebody actively, a human being, is actively saying, we are disputing this, and here's evidence that would meet Chase's requirements to get it clawed back. If you as Hoffenmaser agree that this is a valid refund and I should be getting refunded, then you have an option to simply send me the money. I can invoice you, and you can pay the invoice, and we're done with this.
From our own pocket, if that's what you're suggesting, no company does that, right? I mean,
But Rick, help me understand this. I have paid from my account, I have paid $2,000, and then I had a recall, and then I filed a claim, and it got refunded. I voluntarily agreed to turn that back over at your request, right? You asked me to do that, and I did that. It got refunded, and I never got paid. From my bank account, I have seen this withdrawal 3 times and have returned twice. So from my bank account, if we're talking about screenshots, I have all the evidence in the world that says that I have paid for this service and not been refunded. So I don't understand who you choose to use as a portal is any of my business. If you want a part of this $80,000 opportunity or the $250,000 opportunity, we have to get through this $2,000 opportunity first. I don't know how else to say it. I'm going to write it off as bad debt. I'm going to turn it into the FBI and simply say this is done. I simply don't know how else to do it. My bank account says, no matter how much you insist, that it's not been made whole. And you're telling me in words that, yes, it should be refunded. You said it in writing.
Absolutely.
But I have nothing to back that up. Because every time that I try to make the claim, somebody at a company called MK Affiliates, whether it's just a DBA, fights it.
Okay, Adrian, there's one last thing I have to do at my end. And like I mentioned to you, like I hinted to you on the chat as well, I have a call scheduled at 5 o'clock today with one of the directors at Stripe, right? I don't know if he's an actual director or he's just a director of a department or whatever that is, but we happen to have a good relationship with Stripe because we come from our business, right? So what I'm doing is I'm leveraging our relationship with them to speak to someone senior who can look at, who can actually contact their gateway as well. Because like I mentioned to you, it's not as simple as we think it is, right? Even with your bank, there's a gateway behind them, right, that processes the payment for them. Likewise with our merchants that provides us a service, they have a gateway behind them that's totally a third party. So there's six parties involved, and if the money's not with you or us, then it's either with your gateway, or your bank, or their gateway, or with our merchant or their gateway, right? So in order for me to figure that out, I can only cover a portion of that, and I can speak to the merchant. I can raise this with the merchant's highest authority to try and get this to their gateway service that actually, you know, handles the transaction for them, right? Again, we're not even a direct customer to their... Sorry?
No. I completely agree with all of that. It sounds like we're all trying to get the same thing done. I would ask that you give me as much contact information as you can on your end as well, so I can pass it on to the FBI, because somebody in the middle, in these six transactions, somebody is stealing either your money or my money or both. And it sounds like both. It sounds like they have your money and they're holding it, and it sounds like they have my money and they're holding it. And I would think that your organization would want to get to the bottom of that as much as I do.
Absolutely.
And until that gets and I think we're on the same page there, Rick. You guys are saying all the right things, but I can't move forward and can even have you consider it for this next phase until this gets resolved. So what I would ask politely is, let's escalate this. I can't have one of the frustrations that I have, and ultimately why both previous times where I have pulled the trigger and just simply said, I have to file a claim with the fraud department, is because I simply can't get through to the phone number. The only phone number that I have for you, when I call it, it goes straight to a voicemail that says, there's nobody here to help you, click.
Well,
that's it. And so...
Every day, you probably call before the day starts for us, because I think we have a different time zone. We're based in different time zones.
That could be. But let's just move this ball forward, Rick. It sounds like you're trying to get this resolved as well, and that's really where I want to be as well. Ultimately, I want to make sure that you get your money, and I want to make sure that we get our money, and I'd like to see your team working on this project and the opportunity we have ahead of us. I have more business coming at me right now than I know what to do with, and I need help. And, you know, I think the chemistry with the team and the opportunity was there, but we've got to get this resolved. So I have to, in good conscience, I can't just simply leave it on the books as bad debt. I have to put a line item in the ledger that says what I did, and that to me is as simple as I've turned it over to the FBI as fraud, and I'm loading as much as I can into that file. Send me an email with all the contact information. Send me the email for the contact you have in Stripe. We need to know who the players are. We need to know what the account numbers are, the routing numbers, so they can connect it on both ends. But somebody is stealing our money, and we need to make sure that gets identified. It's a huge issue. I'm embarrassed that I got caught in this. And now you are too. So we just got to get through this. Can you send me that information in an email?
Great. So let me do this. Let me speak to the director that I have the call scheduled with at 5 and see, you know, what's going on. Again, if they tell me that, you know, they don't have the money and the money was refunded, then it must be with the gateway that works with them. And if it isn't with them as well, then I think the other half of this transaction is with Chase, right? So Chase, I think you'd have to follow through with them as well, because they cannot just say that the money did not come to them, right? If the money was refunded from our side, and I'm giving you a screenshot to show you that the money was refunded, then they need to be answerable as well, right? So what I'm trying to say is that one portion
totally agree.
Is at your end as well. So I I'd appreciate if you could follow up with your bank as well, right? And I'll try and do whatever I can at my end as well. If even if we cannot get the monies from Stripe, I'll try and compensate you some other way. I have to discuss this with the with our senior management here as well, the BOD and everyone. So let me look at this. You just raised it with me, right? Because I've been out of the office for a month and probably about a week on top, during the New Year time. So I had completely gotten over this, and I assumed that you had got your money back, right? And honestly, when I came back after the holidays and the vacations, I did not even remember that we had to follow through on this, and I had to check on this with you if you got your money back. But I'm glad that you brought it to me, and since it just came to me, let me look at this with the Stripe team. Let me try and raise this with their gateway team with as much urgency as possible, right? And if there's nothing that they can do, then I'll try and do whatever is in my hands, to the maximum extent, to at least part ways with you on a good note, even if we don't get to work on the next project. But I'm pretty hopeful that I'll try and work out with them. We'll get to a good resolution, and then we'll get to work together on this, right?
I think that's the first step. If you would also follow up, just send me an email with the contact information and what your intentions are, just so I can have some of that. I would like to know on your end. Send me the screenshot as well, so I have all of that information to turn into the file and get that all done, because there's something not right here. And I do need to get that done, really by the close of business tomorrow. So if you can send me an email with as much information as you can, bank numbers, routing numbers, screenshots, whatever you do have, at the very least, contact information for whoever is managing the finances at your company, so the FBI can follow up with the right people at that level. They need to be able to track this one down, and that can only come from that information. So something in between
I'm so sorry to cut you off, Adrian. With my company, I'll be the one representing this case, right? So whoever has to get in contact about this transaction, I'll be the best person to get in touch with, and I'll personally handle this myself for you and for my company as well.
All right, then send me all the contact information that I might need to be able to submit to that file. If you're the one handling it, then I presume you have access to your end, the bank routing number and the account number and things like that, where the end of the transaction is, because they're going to want to know that. If you're not comfortable sharing that, that's fine. I'll turn it over to the agent, and they can reach out to you directly, and you can upload it to the portal. But they're going to want to know both ends. They need to be able to track the financial. Yeah. All right. Cause so if you can at least send me that information, they're going to want to be able to reach you by cell phone or a direct line, whatever information you have, that would be useful for the case. All right?
All right, man. Let me get to it, and I'll keep you posted. All right?
I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you much.
All right. Thanks, man. Bye.